Miles and Keith here on WEEI. That was Ian Rappaport on Jim Harbaugh fired as head coach of the Baltimore Ravens after 18 years. It is very interesting, and I wouldn't say it was totally off the radar. Again, it was something we touched on briefly yesterday, that there's friction between Harbaugh and Lamar, and one could go. And you said, Keith, well, they're not going to move on from Lamar.
Don't think they're moving on from Lamar, and they are not.
It turns out that's a big reason for the exit, the friction, as you hear there, from Rap Sheet between the two. Look, I think he's going to get another job quickly. I think he has a good chance to be Vrabel-esque in his next destination, wherever that is, take over a bad team and turn them around, because I think he's going to be highly sought after, and I imagine he's going to be picky in where he winds up going. And assuming he makes the right pick and attaches himself to the right quarterback in the right situation, I think he can turn things around pretty quickly. Like, for instance, the Giants.
Yeah.
I think would be good ownership, or, you know, stable ownership anyways. You have a good young quarterback there. I imagine if anybody's going to coach some of the wildness out of Jackson Dart, which he needs coached out of him, he's the kind of coach with the kind of cachet who could go in there and do it. I think that'd be a good fit, but maybe he favors Brady and the Raiders and the number one pick. That would not be my advice. Those, to me, would be the top two jobs outside of Baltimore, where he's obviously not going back to. It's an interesting domino in the coaching carousel.
Oh, big time, because he immediately becomes the number one target for all these teams, and not just these teams. Teams that have coaches, teams that are playing this weekend that might lose and say, we're getting rid of our guy, would we be better off with Harbaugh? Or a few teams that to this point still haven't fired their coach because they're like, we don't hate this guy, but we do like Harbaugh more. So I think he has even more opportunities than are even laid out there for you right now. Or you
who would be at the top of that heap? Like if you're Harbaugh and you're being real picky and choosy, not just the jobs that are vacant.
Buffalo, Philadelphia. You know, teams that I stupidly a couple of years ago thought for Belichick.
So Philly's a great one because we got that on the text line. We were talking about this earlier. Philly's a great one if they fired Sirianni.
If they do, yeah, jump in on that.
And he,
I don't think Tampa Bay's a bad one.
He worked in Philly, so
yeah, he was in Philly for a while.
I don't know what kind of relationship he has with Jeff Lurie.
Not sure,
but he was in Philly under Andy Reid. So Philly would be a good one. Obviously, you could go from Lamar Jackson to Josh Allen. That's a pretty good one. Tampa might open?
Maybe. I mean, for Harbaugh, like that's a good example of a team that wasn't open, but now maybe it is.
They weren't going to fire Bowles, which they probably should, but they weren't going to, and now they're like, oh, wait a minute, Harbaugh, let's fire him.
Yeah, you don't fire Bowles and bring in, you know, Steve Spagnuolo or like one of these other guys that has had a shot at it and wasn't great as a head coach. Maybe you go and you get John Harbaugh. So, yeah, like that part of it is pretty fascinating to me. You asked, you know, could he have a Mike Vrabel-like impact? Remember, Mike Vrabel didn't work for a whole year.
Correct.
So if there's not a job out there that Harbaugh thinks is the right job, maybe you wait. So if Vrabel, let's say he grabbed a job with like the Jets, how long was that going to last?
Right.
But you go and you coach Drake May, and now all of a sudden you're in the playoffs. So if there's not a good quarterback.
Vrabel interviewed for that Chargers job, and Jim Harbaugh got it.
Yep.
So that would have been right away.
But that also wouldn't have been a bad one because you have Herbert, and like you could have won a lot of games.
That would have been a good job. Yeah. Yeah. He didn't get it, so he said, all right, fine, I didn't go with Herbert. I'm going to wait.
But if you're Harbaugh,
right. And he got with Drake May.
If you're Harbaugh and one of these playoff teams doesn't open up and you think, all right, do I really like Mendoza from Indiana and how long is that going to take with the Raiders? Or how much does he like Jackson Dart? Does he feel like he can win? Does he feel like Dart's going to be healthy all the time and he can win with him? Because if he doesn't, you know, I'm sure part of these guys want to just coach immediately the next year. But like sitting out for a full year seemed to be a real benefit to Vrabel.
Well, that's a good point. And then you think of some guys. I mean, Chip Kelly got fired and immediately took a job. Mistake.
Yeah, not good. Got
Mangini.
Worse.
I mean, we're going back years now. Mangini got fired, took a job. Mistake.
So, Adam Gase.
Yeah.
Although that was a mistake to hire him.
Right. So, like, and maybe those guys just aren't good coaches. Harbaugh is obviously
Ryan,
a good coach.
Rex Ryan, right? Rex Ryan.
Yeah,
did he go
right to Buffalo?
Jets,
I think you're right.
Bills, I think
you're right. So, yeah, maybe there's a benefit to waiting. I oddly think, like a year ago, there were a lot of good candidates and only a couple of good jobs. This year, I think there's some good jobs and not a lot of good candidates.
So you see some
I think this might be a year for Harbaugh to just jump right back in.
Yeah, you
or maybe
right.
That's not the case every year.
Yeah, Harbaugh and maybe Stefanski, two guys that just got fired, I think are two of the better candidates. We both like Flores, too.
Flores is a good candidate.
So there's three.
I kind of forgot about Spagnuolo. You brought him up. I think that's an interesting candidate.
Yeah, I don't know. And then, like, Cliff Kingsbury, who I really like as an offensive coordinator, is probably going to get – I would not want him as my head coach.
I wouldn't either.
But I think that'd be good for a guy like Harbaugh or –
He's a name that's getting linked to replace Harbaugh in Baltimore.
Yeah, that's dumb.
I wouldn't want that.
But they should pair him up with, like, a defensive guy. Like, if Flores and Kingsbury – I know people were talking about Flores and Daboll, also a good combination. But if Flores and Kingsbury showed up to your team, I think you'd immediately improve both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are some interesting names that are out there, but it's also, like, some retreads.
How much more pressure does this – Lamar has to be behind this on some level.
Oh, yeah.
So how much more pressure does this put on Lamar?
A ton. I think there already was a lot on him, right? And I think there's a lot on all those AFC quarterbacks outside of Mahomes. So it's like, all right, you're an MVP. That's great. But, like, are you going to get to a Super Bowl, let alone win one?
Right. Like, Allen, at least, while McDermott's there, still kind of has a shield. Because, like, when we talked to our guy, Sal Capaccio, he's like, everybody hates McDermott here.
Right.
That's a good shield for Allen. The second Allen says, I'm not going to play for this guy anymore, get me a new coach.
He's gone.
Well, but then the pressure really goes to Allen.
It ramps up.
And I think that's happening now with Lamar. You're right. There already was a lot of pressure. There already is a lot of pressure on Josh Allen. But it goes that much higher now that Harbaugh's out.
I also wonder where they go, because that really impacts the Patriots. And they don't play them on the schedule next year. They're going to play the Steelers because they got the number one team from that conference or division. But are the Ravens going to get a really good head coach and then immediately be back in there as a contender? Or is this going to knock them down for a little bit?
What kind of, even if you don't have a specific name, what's the profile of coach you would want in Baltimore?
Good question.
An established guy, like an offensive guy? Like, what would you want?
Yeah, maybe Mike McCarthy.
Oh, interesting. So I'd want McCarthy if I was like a team. Like
maybe not Mike McCarthy, actually.
If I was the Giants and I couldn't get Harbaugh, I think Harbaugh's going to go to the Giants. That's where I would go. That's what I think he's going to do. If Buffalo opens or Green Bay opens or one of those jobs, then he should go there. But out of the current options, I think the Giants is the best option.
Do you want an offensive guy or a defensive guy, first of all? Like, give me a defensive guy and let Lamar figure out the offense? Or
I think I would want an offensive guy now with Lamar and really just go all in on that. They haven't done it.
But maybe not McCarthy. I mean, McCarthy had success with Aaron Rodgers. That's not really Lamar's.
No, so who is that? I don't know that I have a great answer for you.
Chip Kelly.
Yeah, so the odd thing is Harbaugh's shelf life might be done. If Lamar's done with him, then his shelf life is done. And this happens with good coaches. That doesn't make Harbaugh a bad coach. I think he's a good coach.
Yeah.
But his shelf life might be over and he's, outlived his existence there in Baltimore. And the Ravens might be right about that part. But now you got to replace him, and there's like a real dearth of good options, I feel like. So I don't know the answer of who I'd hire, but I would try to lean offense. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a lot of great options there. Like, if Kingsbury's the name being linked there, that's a massive downgrade, I feel like, which, to your point, Keith, is good news for the Patriots.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. Pats and Chargers this weekend as well. Plus, Mike Vrabel, head coach of the Patriots, going to speak to the media in Foxborough, a little over 10 minutes from now. Stay tuned. You'll miss none of it next on Jones.